South Africa's economy fell sharply in the past 3 months, barely registering any growth at all. The world financial crisis is being blamed, but so is political uncertainty. That uncertainty comes from a split within the ruling African National Congress, the party that Nelson Mandela brought to power 14 years ago. The World's Laura Lynch reports from Johannesburg.
They gather at this upscale plaza called Melrose Arch most weekends for the food, for the drink, but mainly for the chance to get together. Dressed fashionably, cell phones at the ready, they're part of the nation's success story, the ones who have reaped the benefits of growing up after apartheid ended. 30-year-old stockbroker Piwe Makaula likes the light chatter, but like the others, he can also be deadly serious about where South Africa is heading.
Burning in our hearts, we cannot continue to live in a scenario where, or in a country, where what government is supposed to deliver to the people of the country, regardless of race, regardless of creed, regardless of social standing, is not being done.
Not for this group, the blind loyalty to the African National Congress, the party that delivered the nation from white minority rule. Don't ask 34-year-old Thembile Zati whether he owes the ANC.
No, I mean, I don't owe anything to anybody.
It's this generation that may well end up at the heart of the struggle for political power in South Africa. Older generations revere the ANC. Voting against it would be almost unthinkable. But political analyst Kolele Mangu thinks change, if it comes, will start with the younger voters who see the ANC purely as a political party.
Those young people will be less attracted to a party that invites them on the basis of history and tradition, and because they have no memory, they have no experience of that.
In the corridors outside a Johannesburg conference center, junior staff talk in hushed tones as the ANC's top leaders meet behind closed doors. Topic number one right now is how to face the threat posed by a new party. Former ANC stalwarts walked out after the leaders ousted its last leader and South African president, Thabo Mbeki. The ANC's Karl Niehaus purposely calls the new party Shekota, a combination of the names of the two men leading it, instead of the real name they've chosen, the Congress of the People. Niehaus plays it all down, but there's enough worry that the ANC is suing the new party.
But the problem that we had been faced with is that there had been a consistent attempt by the Shekota group to sort of take part of the ANC's history and identity and walk away with it. And this is problematic for us.
Niehaus's calm tone belies an increasingly bitter battle for public support. Both sides are denouncing each other in harsh, sometimes violent terms that have worried some observers. The new party's most visible rebel, Moisa Lakota, is making an effort to tone down the rhetoric, but he insists the fight is good for democracy and good for South Africa.
You know, it's like a muscle that is not exercised. It doesn't become strong. Men and women who are not compelled to reflect very seriously on serious questions guiding their society are not going to be better people.
There seems little chance the new party will make a real dent in the ANC's virtual monopoly on power by the time elections are held next year, in spite of the lingering corruption allegations against the ANC leader Jacob Zuma.
Depends on the context.
No. I didn't take any.
But for the young voters here lingering over lunch, this is about the long haul. They watched the U.S. election very closely. 33-year-old attorney Tobika Dandala and Piwe Makaula have heard all about the so-called Obama effect, and they are taking note.
The young people believe that they can actually do something, that they can make a difference, and that's, I think, is part of the Obama movement that has swept into this country.
I actually argue that we already had our Obama, because if you think of what Obama symbolizes, the first black president who brought about change, Mandela did exactly that, you know? So in that sense, I do believe that we advanced, or we are ahead of what America is now. I think where we need to really move forward in is how do we create a society that's balanced in its votes, where, like the Americas, they vote for a leader whom they believe will deliver.
For these people, the liberation struggle is a thing of the past. They're standing in South Africa, something they almost take for granted. But politics here is still very much about history and identity for so many. It will probably take much more than a few months for a new party and a new generation of voters to change that. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Johannesburg.